A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I'm your host, Amy Ravel. I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you have managed to get some decluttering or some organizing done over the last week. Maybe you've tackled just like one shelf in the pantry, or you've decluttered one item of clothing that doesn't fit anymore. Maybe you've had a conversation with the kids when you've been out and about not just buying stuff because they want it. Whatever living intentionally looks like for you, I hope that you have been able to, you know, take one step forward in the last week. Decluttering is not a destination. It's always just about like, how am I going to align my relationship with stuff to the values that I hold? And most people don't have the values of like overconsumption and opulence in exchange for miserableness and clutter and overwhelm. So presuming that that's you and you would prefer to be living in freedom than living in overwhelm, welcome, you're in the right place. You've also turned up on a week where Auntie Amy is coming with some harsh home truths about your relationship with clutter. And so the reason I decided to record this particular episode, and it's five truths about clutter as they relate to you, is because these are some things that I wish I could say to an individual in love. They're not statements of judgment. They're statements to myself. They're statements to you. They're universally true statements. But sometimes it can feel just a little bit too harsh to actually say these to someone's face. So what I'm kind of hoping is by putting them out in the podcast, it gives you time to mull on them, think about them, you know, meditate. Is this something that does relate to me? Is this an area that I want to change in my life so that you can experience true freedom from clutter? So the reason that I'm bringing these five things up is not to just throw insults or to make you sad or to make you feel like, oh, none of it's worth it, but really to bring you back to your core values so that you can live in that. So the first Auntie Amy harsh home truth is most of the stuff you buy is a waste of money. That's right. Most of the stuff you buy is a waste of money. It's a bit harsh, isn't it? It's a bit harsh. Now, think about it. What's some of the stuff that you've bought in the last, let's say, month? Has it given you a better life? Has it brought you so much joy that it was worth the investment of time and money and all of those things? Or can you picture some things in the last month that you've purchased that is a waste of money? It might be food that you didn't need or didn't eat and then threw out. It might be clothes that are such poor quality that you wore them once and then they really have lost shape or miscolored. It might be clothes that you bought that you still have never worn because you're not actually sure if you love them. It could be toys that you bought for your kids that aren't going to last, that are going to end up in the bottom of a toy box and ultimately are going to be decluttered in time. Is it magazines that you didn't read? Is it a subscription that you're not really going to use or you use and it's actually a waste of your money because you're using the subscription and, you know, not using your time well? But it's true. Most of the stuff you buy is a waste of money. It's harsh, but it's true. All right, I'm going to keep going because it gets better. No, it doesn't get better. I'm lying. Number two, stuff can't make you happy. Now, I want to clarify that some stuff can make you happy temporarily. Okay, so you might, at the moment we're building a pod, as you guys know, out the back for Cal. It's just a work pod, it's somewhere I can record podcasts and he can work and all of those things. Now, that is making us happy. That's an investment for us in something that makes us happy. But stuff is not going to intrinsically bring us joy or make us happy. So you can spend money on things that will make you happy, but the stuff itself doesn't make you happy. A four-walled pod can't make me happy if I'm not happy otherwise. A four-walled pod can't bring me joy if I don't have deep joy resounding in me anyway. Stuff can't make you happy. If you're unhappy, going shopping, getting on Amazon, getting the dopamine hit of a parcel coming up at the door, that stuff is not going to make you happy. It's not going to make you really happy. It might bring you temporary elevation, but it's not going to make you happy. So number two was stuff can't make you happy. All right, number three. You'll regret living a life impacted by clutter. I have in my lifetime only sat with one client on their deathbed, and I'll put a link to the episode. It was called Deathbed Reflections, and it was a client that I developed a really close relationship with. And while she was on her deathbed and, you know, dying, and she was in palliative care, she invited me to come and spend some time with her. I can assure you that one of the biggest regrets is that she lived a life impacted by clutter, because it meant that she had neglected friendships, relationships, romance, doing the things that brought her great joy. And so if you live with clutter, it's not just about the stuff, right? So you'll regret living a life impacted by clutter. It's not that you'll you may regret the clutter. That's true. But it's that your life is impacted by this thing. So I want my life to be free. And I'm forever saying enjoy the freedom, because that's what I want to do. I want to find joy in the freedom, and I want to live in it and experience it and, you know, live my life from that place. Often when you've got a home that is impacted by clutter, you don't feel free. You're not free to just go out. You're not free to invite people over. You're not free to pick up a hobby. You're not free to sit and watch something on TV or read a book without feeling guilt. You're not free to go on holidays because you spent your money on stuff, or you're thinking, well, I really should invest in a professional organizer because I can't get on top of the clutter. You're no longer free. And sitting at someone's deathbed and hearing their regret about living a life impacted by clutter really made this number three Auntie Amy hush home truth stick with me. You will regret living a life impacted by clutter. All right. For the sake of, you know, a little bit of reprieve, let's take a quick break. And then I'm going to come back with two more Auntie Amy hush home truths that I really do actually think will help you. They're not to bring you judgment or condemnation, but actually to bring you freedom. Let's be back in just a second.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Number four is your clutter is worse than you think. Your clutter is worse than you think because what you're seeing is just the stuff that annoys you. What you're not seeing is all the things you've become used to living with. You have forgotten the piles in the corner or the bed linen hanging over the backs of the couches. You've forgotten that a pantry doesn't need to be overflowing or that saucepans don't need to sit on the bench because they don't fit in the drawers. Clients say to me all the time, this is going to be the worst you've ever seen. And that's not true because the worst I've ever seen is actually just someone who does not want to change. It's not about the quantity of the clutter that for a professional organizer, we would, you know, if you were to scale an easy job or a hard job, it's often about attitude rather than about the quantity of the clutter. The hardest thing is when someone doesn't see the full extent of their clutter. And so just as a general rule, this is a harsh truth that your clutter is worse than you think. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody's walking into your house and judging you and thinking, oh my gosh, it's so terrible, blah, blah. That doesn't mean that. But I want it to be a home truth because I want you to understand the impact it's having. I want you to understand that when you can't find a sock, it has an implication on you running late, on picking the kids up from school on time, you getting to work. When the kids can't find their lunchbox, that impacts the mood in which they start their day. Your clutter, the impact of your clutter and the quantity of your clutter is worse than you think it is. And so start dealing with it today. That's the great thing about decluttering is if you're able to even sit on a couch or open a cupboard, you can start today. Just get rid of rubbish. Like literally just walk around or get someone to bring stuff to you and just get rid of rubbish or just find some clothes that you can donate, right? You don't need to start with like, hey, we're going to pull everything apart and we're going to get right down to the bottom of it all today. You don't need to do that. But what I want this home truth to do for you is instigate change and instigate that motivation of, oh, it's worse than I think. Okay. It's like when sometimes when you go see a doctor and they give you news that's worse than you think and you're actually motivated to change. You don't want to live in like this, oh, well, nothing can change because it can. There's never, ever a situation that I've come across where a professional organizer or you working on your own can't make your clutter situation better. So there's always hope. There is always hope. But equally true is your clutter is worse than you think. Okay, number five is this. Aren't I a joy bringer today? Isn't this so exciting? Number five, everything you love will one day be lost. Oh my goodness. Like if you need a motivational person, just come back to this episode again and again. I'm just, you know, lifting you up today. Everything you love will one day be lost. If you can keep that in the distant forefront of your mind, right? So you don't, if you keep that too close, that's a bit depressing and you're going to find that really crippling. But if you keep that in the distant forefront, it will help filter your decisions so that when you're buying something, you think, okay, so one day this is going to be lost. One day this makeup is going to go out of date. One day these clothes aren't going to fit. One day this musical instrument will no longer work. One day this handbag will have fallen apart. Everything you love will one day be lost. Helps you to make priority choices in your life. And so if you're tempted to just wander around Kmart and buy stuff and bring it home that you didn't need, think about, okay, all of this stuff is one day going to end up in the bin. But equally so, my elderly neighbor will one day be lost. They're going to die one day, or you're going to die one day. So instead of just wandering around Kmart, just go have a cup of tea with your neighbor. So the idea of everything you love will one day be lost is to keep this eternal perspective of you can't take any of the stuff that you buy with you into the next life. You can take the good deeds that you've done, you can take, you know, the truths that you have, you can take relationships, all of that can have impact, but you can't take the stuff. You can't take, you know, the 15 mixing bowls and the 25 kilos of Tupperware in your kitchen. You can't take that. Doesn't mean you don't need it. Doesn't mean that there isn't time for it and that, you know, you want to live an organized home. You know, I'm forever talking about, you know, having the right containers and having it set up and da 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 da. Within the context that far away forefront vision of everything you love will one day be lost. Just to give you a pep in your step, let me go over the five again. One, most of the stuff you buy is a waste of money. I feel like if I say it in a cheerful voice, it's less harsh. Number two, stuff can't make you happy. Number three, you'll regret living a life impacted by clutter. Number four, your clutter is worse than you think. Number 5, everything you love will one day be lost. Now, can I encourage you? Take these 5 principles, let them sink in, let them be a reality check, let them be kind of an anchor for you to be in reality, and then lift your eyes and be excited about what the future holds. Oh, okay, these things are all true. So I don't want to waste my money on stuff, and stuff's not going to make me happy, and I don't want to live a life impacted by clutter. So I'm going to clear out some clutter. I'm going to make a decision to invite people over even when the house doesn't look like I want it to look like. I'm going to go to other people's houses and not care what their house looks like because I'm there for the relationship. I'm going to spend my money on things that matter, on holidays and memories and experiences and investing and, you know, donating to charities. And I'm going to do things in light of this reality that changes how I feel about these realities. So rather than reading these and going, oh, that's a bit harsh, I actually look at some of these and go, yeah, that's true. That's true. And I'm going to live out of the freedom in that. So harsh truths, hopefully somewhat motivating. I feel motivated by it. Maybe it's just my personality, but I hope that it is helpful for you to have some of those harsh home truths by Auntie Amy today. I also want to encourage you, if you haven't ever looked at my Head, Heart and Home decluttering course, a lot of what it goes through head, heart and home, right? So your 3 different areas. So head is all around your mindsets and your thinking, your motivations, your why, educating yourself. Like, how does my head have a part to play in living an intentional life and being decluttered and organized in my home? Your heart is around, you know, what are the traps that you come up against? What are some of the barriers? Like, oh, someone special gave that to me. Oh, I spent too much money on that. And the things that really pull your heart, how to keep memories well and live with integrity. And then we talk about your home. So, okay, what does it look like to live decluttered and organized in your home? What are the practical steps? How do you take advantage of the time that you have? How do you, like, what's the 5-step process to decluttering a space? How do you get organized and stay organized? What are the habits you can put in place? So really strategically go through head, heart and home so that you've got everything that you need to create and maintain a decluttered and organized home. So I encourage you, jump into the show notes. You will see in there the link to have a check out of the course and see if it's something you would be interested in. I know those who join have amazing reviews. You can read some of those on the website as well. Awesome. Well, until next week, I hope you can put a smile and a bit of hope back in your step, and I'll see you next week. And until then, enjoy the freedom. I would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people who are the traditional custodians of the land this podcast is recorded on. I would also like to pay respect to their elders, both past and present, of the Kulin Nation, and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love you to rate and review the show on your podcast app. That will help others to find the Art of Decluttering podcast as well. If you'd like any more information, you can visit theartofdecluttering.com.au. And I would love to see you in my Facebook group. Just search the Art of Decluttering community on Facebook and join today. I hope that you have an incredible rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.